This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The government has approved a semiconductor unit to be set up near Jewar Airport in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the unit is to be set up under the India Semiconductor Mission with the joint venture of HCL and Foxconn. He said the plant is designed for 20,000 wafers per month and the design output capacity is 36 million units per month.
टोटल 3,700 करोड़ का इन्वेस्टमेंट है इसमें। ये प्लांट में 20,000 वेफर पर मंथ की कैपेसिटी होगी और जो चिप्स इससे बनके निकलेगी उसकी कैपेसिटी है 36 मिलियन चिप्स पर मंथ का इसका रहेगा। अच्छा प्लांट है, बहुत ही एडवांस टेक्नोलॉजी है इसमें। वेफर लेवल पैकेजिंग का एक टेक्नोलॉजी होता है वो इसमें लगेगा, विच मीन्स एंटायर वेफर के साथ सबस्ट्रेट को जोड़कर कंप्लीट उसकी एडवांस्ड पैकेजिंग का।
The minister said 5 semiconductor units are already in advanced stages of construction, and with this 6th unit, India moves forward in the journey to develop the strategically vital semiconductor industry. He said students and entrepreneurs in 270 academic institutions and 70 startups are working on world-class latest design technologies for developing new products. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the cabinet decision regarding the establishment of a semiconductor unit in Uttar Pradesh will boost growth and innovation. 31 Maoists, including 16 female Maoists, have been killed in the anti-Maoist operation in Chhattisgarh. The operation lasted for about 21 days on Karigutta Hill, situated on the Telangana border in Bijapur district of the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that the success of the security forces shows that the campaign towards rooting out Naxalism is moving in the right direction. Sharing Union Home Minister Amit Shah's social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Government is fully committed to establishing peace in the Naxal-affected areas and connecting them with the mainstream of development." Operation Sindoor marked a powerful shift in how India deals with terrorism. This was not just another military move, it was a clear message to the world that India will not stay silent in the face of cross-border attacks. Renowned international analyst Tom Cooper characterized India's air campaign during Operation Sindoor as a clear-cut victory. He noted that Pakistan's inability to mount a credible response underscored the effectiveness of India's strategy. Member of the International Press Association Jennifer Zeng, in her article titled "Beg for a Ceasefire," stated that India carried out a series of precise and powerful strikes that destroyed Pakistan's terror camps, air defense systems, and key military bases. In Bihar, the last strides of BSF Jawan Ram Babu Singh were performed yesterday with full honors in his native village Vasilpur in Sivan district. Ram Babu Singh had lost his life in the recent shelling from Pakistan and Jammu and Kashmir. Thousands of people had gathered in Sivan to bid the final adieu to the departed soul. Ukraine and Russia are close to reviving direct peace talks for the first time since the last face-to-face discussions ended 3 years ago. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to meet at Istanbul in Turkey today for talks on ending the war after the Moscow proposed staging direct negotiations. However, the Kremlin has declined to say who would be part of its delegation and if President Putin will attend the meeting. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a landmark agreement with Qatar yesterday to generate an economic exchange worth at least $1.2 trillion. During the visit, Mr. Trump announced economic deals totaling more than $243.5 billion between the United States and Qatar, including a historic sale of Boeing aircraft and GE Aerospace engines to Qatar Airways. Earlier, President Trump attended the summit of the United States and Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, members in the Saudi capital, Riyadh. At the summit, Mr. Trump reaffirmed America's strategic commitment and partnership with the region. On the sidelines of the summit, U.S. President also met Syria's interim president and former Islamist rebel leader, Ahmed al-Sharaa. In Khelo India Youth Games in Bihar, Maharashtra holds the first position with 141 medals, including 54 gold and 43 silver. And that is the end of this news bulletin.